With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate will soon be evaluating the massive legislation containing President Trump's second-term agenda after the House passed it last week, following days of negotiations over changes to Medicaid, among other key issues. Now, the Senate will consider altering those changes.
Senate Republicans will put their imprint on the bill, and some point to changes in Medicaid as a possible red line for those who are undecided. As recently as Memorial Day weekend, at least one, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said she's still going over the House bill. Some of the House's Medicaid provisions may face resistance in the Senate, and with a narrow majority, Senate Republicans can only afford to lose three of their members if everyone votes.
That's reporter Bernie Bennett. The White House says Israel has agreed to a U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza, but it seems Hamas is balking.
What has gone wrong, it appears, is that at the start of the week, Hamas had said publicly that they had agreed to the proposal that the Americans were putting on the table. Crucial to that was their understanding that during the course of this 60-day ceasefire, there would be further negotiations to extend the truce. And if those failed to reach an agreement, that the 60-day ceasefire would basically be extended. Now, what Hamas are saying is that the document they have back now that the Israelis apparently signed up to doesn't contain that condition.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Google will return to federal court to fend off the U.S. Justice Department's attempt to topple its internet empire. At the same time, it's navigating a pivotal shift to artificial intelligence that could undercut its power. The legal and technological threats facing Google are among key issues that will be dissected in the courtroom. This is SRN News. Abortion pills may be coming to your local convenience store.
Cadence OTC, which sells the so-called morning after pill, is trying to place its products in as many small retail outlets as it can, focusing on convenience stores across the U.S. Abortion advocates are cheering the effort by Cadence, calling it a good way to infiltrate pro-life states with abortion pills. According to the latest numbers, drugs are now the primary way that women choose to end their pregnancies in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Norway have rejected a proposal that the country's pension funds be withdrawn from all investments in Israel. However, the fund is selling its shares in Israeli companies that do business in areas claimed by Palestinians. Meanwhile, Ireland is moving forward with a plan to ban imports of Israeli goods. Anti-Semitism has surged since Hamas carried out its devastating attack on Israel in the fall of 2023, killing thousands. This is SRN News. There's a recall of some late model Ford vehicles.
Ford is recalling more than a million vehicles due to a software issue that can cause the rearview camera to malfunction, increasing the chance of an accident. The software error, which Ford reported to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration earlier this month, may cause the rearview camera image to delay, freeze, or not display when the vehicle is in reverse. The problem will be fixed by a dealer or via an over-the-air update. Keith Peters, Washington.
New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister says the talks over a free trade agreement between his country and India were ongoing, but Winston Peters didn't provide a timeline for when the two nations would eventually sign a deal. India and New Zealand began negotiations for a trade pact in March. They had aimed to sign a deal within 60 days. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.